Hello, this is Melissa Lottie Brown with the Homeschooling Entrepreneur. I am so glad you're here today. So if you haven't listened to me before, my name, you just heard it, but I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I have six kids. I've always homeschooled. My oldest is 16. My baby is about to turn three, you guys. Not a baby anymore. And I have one wonderful husband. We've been married. It's going to be our 19-year anniversary in just a couple of days, actually. So yeah, almost hitting the 20-year mark. I got big plans. Actually, he says he has big plans for me, so I'm excited. But beyond that, beyond the people that I love and live with every day, I have been a homeschooling mom and a homeschooling encourager, a homeschool group leader, just a sharer of ideas. That's what I like to do. I really like to learn, and I love to share with everybody what I learn. And so naturally, I needed a podcast to share with you guys. So along with homeschooling, I've also been an entrepreneur. Like, I was that kid going door to door selling hot pads in fourth grade or something. You know, I always had a job. I was always doing something. I just love it. I love solving the problems. I love figuring it all out. I really, really, really enjoy being an entrepreneur. And so, you know, I have a lot of friends that I work with that are homeschooling moms and entrepreneurs. And I know the balance of all this stuff is a little tricky sometimes. So we're going to talk about that. That's what this whole podcast is designed around, is helping you to run your business and your home and your homeschool a little smoother so you can fit all those things in and do it without totally losing your mind. So a big thing, talking about losing your mind, clutter. Okay. Raise your hand if that drives you crazy. Do you walk by your kids' room and you have to, if they're a teenager, just close the door so you don't even see it, or maybe you make them clean it. I don't know. It's, you know, that's one of those things up in the air, right? What do? I know for me, the clutter stresses me out. And the more clutter in my business, in my homeschool, in my life, in my kitchen, in my dining room, in my closets, the more stress I have. And I already have stress, right? I have six kids. Like, that's a lot of stress. Six kids and a business. Those things alone are stressful enough. So we need to just clear out everything else out of that picture so that you can focus on the most important things in your life at this moment and be able to function. Okay, so I want to share with you guys some tips and tricks that I have learned that I utilize that have really helped us. Now, this podcast might get a little long. I don't know. We'll see. Some people have told me that they wished my podcasts were longer, so maybe this is the one for you. We'll see where it goes. First, let's talk about business. How can we clear the clutter in your business? Okay, here's one thing. If you're an entrepreneur, maybe the problem isn't, a lot of problems probably, but it's not just the business. It's how many businesses you got going? How many business ideas do you have tucked away in a notebook? Okay. Most likely you do not have just one business. So I would really encourage you to take a look at those businesses, those streams of income. What ones are going to work for you for the long term? You know, is there something that you're doing that's just generating a little cash right now because you need it at this moment? Okay, that's one thing. But if we're talking about long-term businesses, which ones really are going to help you create the kind of life that you're looking for? And how much time are you going to need on each of those businesses, right? So we want to think about our businesses as eventually being able to walk away from them and then still be able to run smoothly and to be able to actually make a significant income from that without you being involved in the day-to-day operations. Are you growing a business like that? I really hope you are. If you're not, you might want to look for one like that. But if you, let's say you have a few businesses. You know, I got a friend, he's got a t-shirt business, a lawn mowing business, a coaching business, network marketing business, construction business. I think there's more in there. I'll tell you what, a lot of that, what happens with all that stuff is you get a lot of these shoulds coming at you all the time. Oh, I should be working on this one. Oh, I should be doing that. Oh, that stuff, that equipment's just sitting in the basement. I should be using it. And that, those shoulds, it just drains your energy. It drains your excitement for the other things, right? It's hard for you to give your full attention and to feel very positive about the one business because you've got five others yelling at you. Now, maybe you can juggle a little bit better. Maybe you got a couple that are going, and that's fine. I mean, you need to figure out what's best for you. I know for me, I found a business that I really wanted to go all in on, so I stopped the others. They were just little things, but a lot of it, I was needing to do more research, and I was taking more time in doing little research projects for these other side businesses when I could have actually been working full force on my main business and could have been growing it faster, right? So for me, it was a smart choice to let go of distractions, focus on the big picture. Okay. And maybe as more income's coming in, you know, I might diversify a little and buy some rental properties and maybe buy a food truck again. But I'm not going to sit in the food truck. I mean, it's fun once in a while. It's a lot of work. I don't know if you've had a food truck. It's a lot of work, but it's fun. And so, but I love the idea of it. You know, I love figuring out the menu. I like the advertising. I love all that. I love talking to the people though, too. But you know, I'll invest that way maybe some, but I can't let it take too much time and energy for my main business and my kids, right? And my hubby. So think about that, clearing the clutter in what businesses you are actually doing. Now, when it comes to the businesses, you've decided, you've got your one or maybe two. I'm telling you, don't try starting business all at the same time, right? Like focus on one, get it figured out, get it running really smoothly, focus on the other. Okay. You're not gonna be able to launch four businesses at the same time. I'm sorry. I'm sure you're amazing, but let's be realistic. Okay. So we're looking at our one business and we're saying, how can we clear the clutter in that business? Okay. Let's just give you an imaginary job. Okay. Let's say you're a pet groomer. Okay. You're a pet groomer and you own your own little pet grooming house, I'm seeing this little tiny home that's outside of your house and you run your business out of that, right? Okay. So you probably need to do advertising. You need to do billing. You need to do social media, right? And you need to do the actual grooming. What is your favorite part in that entire business? What is your favorite part? I'm kind of guessing since you're a dog groomer, probably the grooming is your very favorite, but maybe it's not. Maybe you need to hire a groomer and you manage it all. Maybe you hire three groomers and you manage it all. I don't know. But let's say if grooming isn't your favorite part, but if grooming is your favorite part, maybe you hire someone to do the cleanup in your house. And that's a great job for kids. Okay. We're homeschooling entrepreneurs. That's a great kid job. Did you know? We'll talk more about taxes and kids, but that's a great kid job. Okay. Maybe social media, another good kid job, but you could have them, you know, take pictures of the dogs after you've groomed them. I know some people, they put them in fun backdrops and give them costumes and do all this stuff. And then they post them to their social media and then they send them to the dog owner as well. Maybe that's something that a teen does, you know, I don't know, but the more that you can give away those jobs and focus on the thing that you're the very best at and you can do the fastest, then you can make more money, right? If you have 10 clients that want to come in and get I don't know how long it takes to groom a dog. Let's just say 5 in a day is your normal thing, right? Because you're photographing them and you're vacuuming and you're making the phone calls and all that stuff, right? Well, maybe instead of that 5, you take the pictures, but you let someone else later come deep clean the thing and upload your video, right? So maybe you've just been able to free up enough time to do 2 more dogs a day. And then you just pay someone to do the little part that you can't do as well, to maybe make some follow-up phone calls, to send some text messages like, can't wait to see you tomorrow. Can't wait to see Fido. He's my favorite. Maybe we don't lie. Maybe Fido is your favorite. But you know what I'm saying? Like, hire that part out and you're going to make more money. Work smarter, not harder. This is going to help you in all areas. So really just focus on those things that you're the best at, the fastest at. Okay. We're going with homeschooling next. I'm rolling dice here. Going with homeschooling next. What are some ways that you can clear the clutter in your homeschool to make life a little easier? I'm going to throw out some crazy ideas for you. And I might get back to business too. I know we could keep talking about this. Maybe we'll have a part two. Ooh, I like that idea. Let's have a part two. So this is part one of clearing the clutter. Homeschool. What if you only focused on two subjects a week, a semester? Maybe three subjects. Maybe you did intense study on one thing for a week. Maybe you went through an entire biology curriculum in a month because you really just did math and biology every single day for a month because your kid loved it, they devoured it, and you wanted to get it done. Cross it off. When you're the master of your own time, you can do that. And clearing the clutter from not having to lesson plan five different subjects and you're just focusing on that one, that is going to cut your timing, your planning time significantly. Okay. So some people do that a semester. They'll pick three subjects one semester, three the next, or something like that. Like you can flip it around and do all sorts of things. But I want you thinking about that. Maybe do a little less. Just a thought. Okay. Here's another crazy and wacky idea for you. What if you stopped looking for new curriculum? What if we just let the curriculum that you're using be good enough? Because I promise you, there is not a perfect curriculum. There's not. There's always going to be a little something you don't like, right? If your child hates it, if you hate it, if you don't agree with what they're teaching, okay, yeah, let's swap, right? But if you've used the same curriculum for three kids and you're like, I'm kind of bored with this. Okay, I'm sorry, but you also know it. So use your creative juices somewhere else and just get going with that same curriculum for the next kid. It's going to save you so much time. Do not waste your mental energy on the little things. Like focus on the big things, get creative somewhere else. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Okay. Another thing, I mean, just planning. Planning is going to help clear so much clutter, right? And then one thing that I'm really loving, I used to do this a long time ago, work boxes. Do you guys remember that was really big for a while? And I've kind of changed a little, but I bought these plastic envelopes. They're like larger than letter size, right? And I can put my little kids' work in there for a week. I do 5 days at a time. And so they know on day one, Monday, but it's not always Monday. Sometimes things happen. They pull it out. Their worksheets are in there. Their book that I want to read with them is in there. Maybe there's a note card to go over their Awanaverse, like whatever. I mean, you can add note cards in there to say like, play this game or put one game piece in there, you know, but you put it in there. This is going to help you in a lot of ways. One way is just to let your kids see the end of the light, the end of the tunnel, right? Oh, I only have to get through this and then I'm done. Ooh, let's go, buddy. Let's get this done. Okay. But it also helps you think about it once and then every day it's right there ready. It's saving you time. These things are going to save you so much time in the long run. I really would love to hear from you. I would love for you to comment, message me, reach out. I would love to hear your clutter busting ideas. Okay. So now I'm going to talk a lot about life stuff, just the normal clutter that we all struggle with. But I really think that, I don't know, for me personally, homeschooling, more than the educating my kids, it was the how do I run my house at the same time as homeschooling my kids. And some of these things I'm going to tell you right now were instrumental in just helping me be able to survive, right? For us to keep homeschooling because we figured them out. So I want you to think some new thoughts here maybe with me. Maybe they're not new to you. They were new to me when I first heard them. I want you to think of the Goodwill or Salvation Army or whatever you use that's near your house. I want you to think of that as your storage unit. And I also want you to think the thought that God will provide for your every need and whatever you need will come back to you. You do not need to worry about it. You don't need to hoard things, okay? If you need a bowling ball for some project, I really feel strongly that you're going to be able to go to the thrift store and you're going to find a bowling ball, okay? I've seen it time and time again, not just at the thrift stores, but anywhere. Like, it's just weird. You know, those things that you need, they come to you when you need them. But when we hoard them, we are keeping from other people from using them. Like, let's say you have an 18-year-old, and then you have a 10-year-old, and your 18-year-old just finished some curriculum that you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Okay, well, maybe it's not even amazing. Maybe it's like, okay, right? But you're like, I should hold on to this for the next 8 years for this kid. Okay, in 8 years, things are going to have changed. There's going to be a totally new curriculum. There's going to be new stuff out there. But if there's not, I promise you could sell that curriculum today and then go buy it again in 8 years. And you won't have those all that clutter in your home, on your brain, stressing you out. And somebody else is going to get blessed by it, right? That's a big thing that really helped me. Like, I love vintage stuff. I used to sell on Etsy. I would buy and sell vintage goods on Facebook and Etsy, and I love it. Part of it is because I love collecting. But when I was doing reselling, then I could collect it. I could play with it. I'd set it on a shelf, you know, just admire it. And then I would resell it. That helped for my buying. It's not an addiction, but, you know, it's just fun, right? I love the find. I love thrifting. I love doing it. Maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe that could be, and maybe even not for you, maybe a side business for your kid, right? You buy it and then have them resell it and just have them pay you back whatever you bought it for. You're not losing anything. You know, there's some ideas here, and help your kids to learn these skills of reselling, because that's a big industry, you know. But and that's just a baby step into the larger life of entrepreneurship, right? Just help them to understand negotiation and bargaining and just being confident, talking to adults, talking to strangers, money management, so many things that we can teach our kids through entrepreneurship. Oh, sorry for my dings. I did not silence my computer. Oh, okay. So let's think about that as your storage unit. Stop hoarding stuff. I promise you, you're going to be fine. Like, you have this button collection, you've never used it, and it's sitting on a shelf, and give it away. You'll find more buttons. I promise. They'll come back to you. Let's talk about cooking. This is a crazy one too. I know for a lot of people, I'm going to blow your mind what I'm about to tell you, but you can feed your kids the same three breakfasts and the same two lunches every single day of the week. You could even serve the same seven meals, just rotate them every week. Our American culture, so many things that we do are just so weird, but we're just Americans and we want to be fancy, and I don't know. We get these ideas that this is how it has to be done, like a new menu item each meal every day of the week. No, I rotate my kids through oatmeal, eggs, pancakes. Okay, there's like a different kind of variation, but those are pretty much our three staple breakfasts every morning, and everybody knows it. And I can tell someone to go make it. They all know how to make it because it's the same things we make all the time. I don't have to keep thinking about it. And honestly, if you're gonna get super organized, make a menu. You can do it for a month. I've done that. Oh my gosh, that was really lovely. I was moving one time and I wanted to use everything up for my freezer. So I went through that freezer and I made a menu for the whole month. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. It was amazing. I'm like, why don't I do this all the time? But I'm not always emptying a freezer, right? So give your kids the same things. I mean, they could honestly even eat oatmeal every single morning. And maybe for 1 month. Maybe the next month, eat something different. I don't know. But the less choices you have to make all the time, the easier. It's like why Steve Jobs wore the same clothes every day. Less choices. Allow your brain to focus on the creative stuff. Allow yourself to just dive deep into the parts that you're passionate about. If you're passionate about cooking for your family, I mean, I do really love to cook for my family. But if I'm telling you, if you're passionate about it, that's what feeds your fire. Maybe you should have a blog about that. Maybe you should have a Pinterest or Instagram account. Maybe that should be your business. Maybe you should be starting a recipe book, you know, a cookbook. I'm like, that's not what they're called. Cookbook. I don't know. But and you know, you take that passion and spend your time there. But if it's not your passion, move along. Find the thing that just lights you up, fuels you. You know, sometimes people will say like, why do you work? Like, that's a lot of time and blah, blah, blah. But people all have different hobbies, right? For me, this is kind of that hobby. I would rather build a business than scrapbook. But that's me personally. Maybe that's not you. Maybe your business is scrapbooking because you love it so much, right? We can make those things work together. For me, I love talking to people. I love traveling. So that's what my business does. Okay. So cooking, let's just make the menu super easy. Okay, let's plan you seven dinners, rotate them. Sometimes I would just plan, like, I would say we have Indian on Mondays, we have Mexican on Tuesdays, we have Italian on Wednesdays. Even going, like, making it like that, even if the items weren't specific every time, I still had a general idea, less choices to make, and still we had some variety. I don't know, just some ideas for you guys. We could definitely dive deeper into that. Let's talk about our kids though and their clutter. Okay, managing our kids, managing their clutter. How much time do we spend doing that? Like, how much time do you spend just telling your kids to clean up their clothes, clean up their room, put away their clothes, throw away the garbage on the floor, like whatever, right? I mean, it's exhausting. We spent the last year and a half living in a camper with 8 people. It was 30 feet long, 10 feet wide. I don't know. Not many square feet. Everybody had one, like an apple crate kind of thing for their clothes. And then they could hang up a couple of items. They could have a couple of pairs of shoes and whatever toys fit on their bed. It was awesome. You guys, that camper gets messy fast, right? Small spaces get messy fast, but you can also pick up small spaces quickly, right? It's like, okay, tidy up. Oh, 2 minutes later, that house is spick and span. Amazing. So we've moved into a house now, but we've really kept a lot of those same things. We have brought some of our toys out of storage and our clothes seem to keep adding. And, you know, and sadly, some of it was like people have given us things, and that's a hard thing, right? But I've, like, even just this morning, I went through my son's dresser and I pulled out several things that we gave away and things that I put in a too big box for someone else. And you know what I mean? But I'm constantly paring down. We found though that if you have 5 to 7 outfits for your kids, they're going to be fine. You're going to have less laundry. You're going to have less clutter. You're going to keep them from the decision-making overload. Because I'm sure you're looking at your kids. They're either A, wearing the same clothes all the time, or B, changing their clothes a million times a day and throwing them all over the floor. Is that you? Does that sound familiar? Or is that just my house? I don't know. Okay, so really give them less opportunity to do that. And if they want something new, they're, you know, we had a thing where it was like, okay, well, you only have so much room. So if we get something, you have to get rid of something. So we're at a thrift store, I think. And my daughter's like, oh, buy me these shoes. I'm like, you don't need shoes. You're fine. And she's like, no, I promise I'll get rid of the other pair. That's fine. And I'm like, those other pair are brand new, fine shoes. Like, you're not getting rid of brand new shoes. So be careful what you say, because you can't just swap one item for the next, right? They're like, let's keep swapping every week. But yeah, limiting the clothes, limiting your own clothes, wear only the things that you love, get rid of the rest. Like, there's no accidents. That's a huge movement, right? And toys, same thing. I find that my kids play with the same things often, or they really don't play with toys much. They play outside, they read books, they play games. I've got dirt toys. Legos get played with all the time. Legos will never go away from my house. But there's only a few things that I really have kept through the years and that get played with. So find what those are. And honestly, like, if a kid loves Barbies, they don't need 20 Barbies, right? They only have 2 hands, you know, and maybe 4, maybe 6 Barbies. A kid doesn't need 10 cars. You know, those things, we tend to want to buy stuff, right? It's fun, it's easy, but it comes at a price. And more than just your wallet, it comes with your sanity and your kids. Really, honestly, there's so much research showing that just the less toys they have, the happier these kids are, you guys. It's amazing. A kid, they can play with the sticks and rocks and dirt, and they're going to be so happy. Probably a box. Maybe throw in a box there. Well, there's a few ideas for you guys to help clear some of your clutter. I really can't wait to see your comments. I can't wait to hear back from you. And I'm definitely going to do a part 2 on this because I think we just scratched the surface in a lot of these areas. But I know that when you can release the things that aren't your passion, that aren't your strength, surround yourself with people that can make up for that, and then get rid of half the stuff in your house, you're going to be doing awesome in all the areas. Okay. I would say with donating stuff, make sure that you have a giveaway box, bag, something at all times. Like, I like it in my closet, you know, where my shoes and stuff go. What do we call that? right by the door. Have that place so that every time you're going out to run errands, you grab that bag and you drop it off right then. I do not know why there's so many of you hauling around giveaway stuff in the back of your car. Like, you're wasting your gas money. It's taking money because of the extra weight back there. And it's just this like nagging to-do thing on your shoulder. Like those nagging things, like we talked about earlier with the shoulds, you know, when you can erase as many of those from your life as possible, you're going to have so much freedom. You guys, I just want to help release that weight off of you and help you to focus on the things that you are being called to in this season of your life. Hope that's a blessing for you. Have a great day. This is Melissa Lottie Brown, the homeschooling entrepreneur. I can't wait to connect with you. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Instagram. Tell me you listened. I would love to hear your thoughts. Have a great day. Let's talk again very soon.